unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got Jacob's dress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop.
Oh, hey, it's Toppy Smelly here, long-time listener, first-time call, anyway. And I just wanted to say, still enjoying your guys's, and I said your guys's, podcast. And my new goal currently with Chubbs Gone Wild, see, is I'm going to get on YouTube, right? Because I haven't yet. Because I do the podcasting, but I haven't gotten on YouTube. And what I want to know is every time on Chubbs Gone Wild when Matthew says something that I think is kind of funny, and then there's this long silence, and then nothing. And then Matthew goes on. I want to know what's happening during those silences. So I'm going to go. This is my new mission. I'm going to go to YouTube. I'm going to find out what the hell Tom is doing during these silences. I want to know. Because really, well, everyone wants to know. Anyways, love you guys. Love your podcast. Keep going. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and bye-bye.
Well, hello, and welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 536, recorded on April 1st, 2024, where it is 74 degrees and sunny outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios, where it is 56 days until Memorial Day, 220 until Halloween, and 275 until Christmas. Now, if y'all are wondering why I'm a little low energy, I'm sad to announce that this is going to be Tom's last episode. Because I'm going to kill him. No. no little April Fool's there. No, of course it's not. We're doing it a little bit earlier today, so, you know, I'm trying to ramp up my energy. But
Jesus, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
I know, and I'm like...
And you're trying to ramp up, yeah.
I know. See, I'm used to doing it at 12:30 where I can, like, pound the caffeine, but I don't want to get too high too early. Something you don't really know about.
I'm already high.
See, there are times when I do wish that I could find a compatible strain for me that would make me just a little bit high. Just a little bit.
Well, you know, everyone's microdosing nowadays.
Yeah, in fact, one of our friends is doing shrooms now, and it just absolutely, I mean, like the microdosing, you know, like the medical microdosing of shrooms. And he just absolutely thinks that it's the life changer. And I'm just like, okie dokie, if you need to see everything in Technicolor all the time, go for it, I guess.
But microdosing, it never even gets to that point.
It's just, yeah. But it is funny how sometimes he's just like, blah, 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 blah. And you can just tell, like, he just goes somewhere else for seconds and then comes back and goes, oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking.
Yeah, that's been going on before the microdosing, though. So
you
can't really blame it on that.
Yeah. He's a fun guy. Get it? Fun guy. Anyway, Hey, Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our very awesome current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ, Sausage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Phoenix, Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Medus P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can support some of our projects, or all of them, if you so desire, for as little as a dollar a month. Today's affirmation. It is time for today's affirmation. I honor my inner child through play and fun. I remind myself not to take things so seriously.
Well, maybe you should have that up on a little sign so you can read that all the time.
Why? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. It's so not you. That's who you want to be, though.
Oh, but yeah, I want to be fun-loving and just be like, oh, it's all good. And you know, the thing is that gets people is that when it can be a serious situation or something, I'm like, don't worry, we'll get through it. It's fine. Let's just go. And then when they're trying to be all serious, I'm all like, yeah, not happening. Oh, but you know what was really serious? Back on April 1st, 1970, that was before I was even born, President Richard Nixon signs legislation officially banning cigarette ads on television and radio. Nixon, who enjoyed the occasional cigar, supported the legislation at an increased insistence of public health advocates. Well, there you go.
Yeah, you know how pissed off the all the people that just lost all that ad revenue?
I know. I was going to say that's the worst thing is because those are major advertisers. Like for the magazines, those were the things that you wanted to get like alcohol sales and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. Yeah. All right. Today, well, we have a lot of holidays to celebrate today. Let's see if any of them did. April Fool's Day. Have you done any April Fool's today?
No, but you have.
I have.
At the beginning of the show, what are you?
Oh, well, of course.
Oh, my God.
I didn't consider that like a really good one. I was just like,
oh, that happened
oh,
what,
actually,
5 minutes ago, and you still don't remember.
You know what sparked that one?
I know. You're probably off thinking about, oh, no, you're not the microdoser.
No. I'm the one who's having fun and playing with my inner child right now.
Yeah.
Actually, it got me started because I did an April Fool's prank on Nephi this morning, telling him that that you did leave the show because you got mad at me, and he was just beside himself. He's like, "What? He's got to come back. You need to apologize." So, anyway, let's see. Today is also Assyrian New Year. Boomer Bonus Day. What is the hell is Boomer Bonus Day?
I don't know, but I think you get fries with that.
Well, then I have to be a boomer because I like fries. And I like extra free fries. It's all.
Well, don't you know, if you think about it right now, mm-hmm. Because I was born at the end of the 50s.
Right.
1959. And they do say the boomers go to like 63, I think it is, but even so, if you look at it that way, every boomer is in their 60s or older now.
Yeah,
the whole lot, or you know, we're all getting checks, you know, from the government.
That's true. Yeah, seeing Gen X people, you know, it's really weird because when I see other Gen X people they're around my age, most of them don't really look like older. And when I see friend people that I've known like forever, I still see them like young. Like you can look at them and you can see, obviously, you know, you're in your 50s, but I still think when I look at them, I still think of them as like, you know, 25, 30, something like that. Mm-hmm. Not my close friends. But anyway, it's also Dingus Day.
Ew.
I know, it's so weird. You'd think that that would be. It's Easter Monday.
Wait, Dingus Day?
Dingus. Like, you know when you call somebody a dingus?
Well, you know what a dingus is. It's slang for penis.
Yeah, I'm going to double check that. Dork is a whale penis.
It's Penis Day?
Well, let's see. Okay. What the fuck is that? Oh, what is the meaning of dingus? The word dingus loosely translates to worthy. Most, like most other holidays, food plays a role in Dingus Day as well. Traditional Polish food. Oh, dear.
Polish, of course, sausages, because they look like wieners.
Such as pierogies, kielbasa, stuffed cabbage, and butter-shaped like lambs adorn tables today. Yeah, that's not happening here. No. Okay, Easter Monday. This is the day that the bunny recovers, I guess.
This is the day that you get off because you didn't get back on Friday.
I haven't done that yet. Oh, anyway, also Fossil Fools. Okay. International Edible Book Day Festival. Cheer. Fun at Work. International Tatting Day. Lupus Alert. Atheists. What? Okay. Egg Salad Sandwich Day. Well, that one actually makes sense. National Fun Day. Jump in Muddy Puddles. White House Easter Egg Roll. Actually, I have a friend who's going to that. U.S. Air Force Academy. Sweet Potato. St. Stupid's Day. Sorry, Charlie Day. I guess that's when they have tuna. Reading is Funny Day. So not fundamental, but funny. Poetry and the Creative Mind. National Trombone Players. National Tomfooleries Day. National Soylent Green Day. Kidoki. Sour Bread. National 1 Cent Day. And of course, National Love for Our Children Day, which is on April Fool's Day because it's not real. Now, well, those are some wasteful days. We'll go with that. I'll go with that. I know Tom celebrates each and every one of them, but yeah, me not so much. So are you getting one of the Bibles?
No.
Yeah. And I have some MP3s that are going to be deleted from my MP3 stash. Okay. All right, today's birthdays. Happy birthday to Zillafag, a.k.a. David. Also to Tom and Joseph and Christy. Also, happy birthday to upcoming birthdays, Mia Ho. It's true.
Not really. I am, but you are.
Well, I'm much better than that, apparently. Debbie. Happy birthday, Debbie. We love Debbie. Also to Robert, Jim, Shawnee, Jeffrey, Emmett. Oh, Emmett Fron, one of our podcasting buddies. We love him. Also to Christara and Dario.
Wait, Christara? Isn't that like who you always pray to? Pray to Christara? Or isn't that like a Christara. Fall or something? Christara? Isn't that one of your witch things?
Not that I'm aware of.
Sounds familiar. Maybe Jinx Monsoon has said it before.
Oh, maybe. But yeah, this is a local person. We'll just go there. Let's see. Also to Declan and Felicia. Ant. We love Ant. He is one of our Pride 48er folks. Also to Danny, Monty, and Alma. Alma Pagan. So, she's the author. Happy birthday, everybody. We want you to have an amazing, amazing birthday. Because that's just how we roll. Holidays, birthdays. All right, we do have some stuff for the feedback, starting with Sean, who says, people who don't live through it will never understand. We did that one last week, I think. But you know what? It deserves another one, just to say how much of a juggernaut the Thriller album was. It permeated every level of culture all over the world, and it is so true that we needed to say it twice. So thank you, Sean. And also we have Mr. Moose. Moose says, listening to podcast now. The pan of grilled chicken only lasted for 2 days. Had chicken breakfast, snacks, dinner, almost all protein, but lose around a pound a day. Really? Wow. Even eating lunch out, I ordered chicken. Cooked first couple of pounds of chicken Saturday, out Monday, and cooked more. Wow. Tuesday night was tired of chicken and grilled a steak. That sounds good too. Have to grill more chicken tomorrow, but I'm strong in the gym doing all this protein. Wow. I need somebody to just grill me chicken on a regular. What'd you have for your Easter dinner yesterday?
Well, it's actually a pretty funny story. I was over at Safeway, and I wanted to get steaks for Easter, and but they only had ribeye roasts on sale.
Oh,
so okay. So I got a big roast, and then yesterday I removed the bone from it, and I cleared off some of the fat cap. Just a little bit, because it didn't need that much. And then after I separated the bones, I sliced it into four steaks.
Oh, that sounds great.
I butchered. It was beautiful. Sean came in and went, wow, you did that? I'm like, look at these steaks look identical to each other. All four steaks look just the same. They were the same width. And so we made ribeyes last night, and
nice.
And now I have two that go into the freezer. You know, since we did I mention I bought a freezer?
You know what? I don't know if you did on the show, actually. Okay,
yeah. So what happened was our refrigerator freezer was so full we couldn't go to, you know, like Costco. Well, we can't get that because we don't have room. Okay, we can't get that. We don't have room. So we got a new freezer and moved everything out of it. So this one has plenty of room in it, but our freezer is almost full now.
Wow.
I know. I don't know how that much food went into there. And then I don't know. I'm very confused by the whole thing, but
anyway, yeah.
But it's great. Cause we got a lot of stuff in the freezer. Cause I love taking advantage of sales, you know, and you know, when you can get a New York strip steak for $4.97 a pound, I'm going to get four of them, you know, and we'll eat two and throw the other two into the thing. What's wrong?
Nothing. That's a little outside of my budget, but yes.
$4.97 is above your budget when you go to McDonald's and spend $15.
What? Who the hell said no?
Once you get the Shamrock Shake, and you get
hell no, that's then, a Ouija and thing. That ain't
fries, and yeah, I know how it is. All
right.
I mean, I know how much fast food is now. It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, no, it is. It is ridiculous.
They're saying that they either have to control themselves, the fast food places, because it's cheaper to eat at home.
Yep.
The whole idea of fast food was it's fast and it's cheap. And
you know,
it's not even fast.
No. Mm-mm. I used to balk at Murray Callender's, like paying $3.50 a pie for a larger Murray Callender's pie. And I used to think, oh my God, that's fucking outrageous. for, you know, $350 for like one person. That's ridiculous. And then after the seeing the way that the fast food industry and stuff is now, it's like $350, man, that's reasonable.
Well, I know, but it's gotten to the point where you can't go to a fast food place and not spend $10 to $15.
Oh, and per person?
Person, yeah. Well, and there's a great commercial, and it's the one where, you know, homeowners start, you know, thinking like their parents did, you know.
Yeah.
And the guys, they're out at a restaurant. It's a salad restaurant. And at the guy goes up to the cashier because they make the salads for you, and then you go to the cashier, and the cashier goes, that's $19.99. And he goes, no, I'm not paying for everyone, that's just for mine. And he goes, $19.99.
Yeah. When we go to Roscoe's, you know, it's like you literally get the burger and some fries, and you're lucky if they bring you the side of mayo, and it's with tip and tax and everything else like that, it's at least $23 to $25.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and it's not good. I don't understand why you guys like that place so much.
You know what? When it first opened, it was good. We really liked it. And it was like, it's good food. It's good atmosphere. You're around other queer people. You know, it's the whole place is decorated like the queerest you can get. They're playing RuPaul on the monitors. So, I mean,
so loud that you can't hear each other talk.
Well, thank you. Now, yes. So it was fun. It was nice to be in a gay place and just be gay and enjoy it. But now, no, the food, they've started to skimp on the food. The fries aren't as good. And the prices are up. And I don't know. Restaurants just think that they can get away with it, and they can until they are sitting there a year later going, why aren't people coming in anymore? Wonder why.
Is Charlie running the restaurant now?
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you, Mr. Moose, for going into
bring on that long conversation that went a whole different direction, but thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even get to what we had for Easter yesterday. Was I bought a ham, and it was about 15 pounds, something like that, and it was a little under $20. Got it at Winco, cooked it, and the meat on it was fine, but wow, I've never seen a bigger bone and more fat. By the time we were done with the ham, it may have basically just kind of been just enough for four people for one meal. The rest of it was just like, well, I don't know, waste of a pig. So
is it time to make some split pea soup?
You know what? That could actually happen. When I make it, I make it very good. But the way my grandmother used to have to make it when we were poor, we would get that shit from churches and have to just put it in a big pot with some water and hope for the best with a couple of nasty ham hock shit things on it. Look, awful. Moving on. All right, Chub Hugs. So I want to start with, I think I sent him a Chub Hug last week, and I'm going to send it to him again, to Scott, wishing him health and fast healing. And I hope that he enjoyed everything that he got. And we'll leave it at that. But
hoping that he heals quickly
and happily. So. And thank you, actually, and I should send a Chub Hug out to his friend Mark, who was really sweet and amazing, keeping me updated as well. How about you?
Well, I've got a friend, Tom, and I don't know what he's going through, but he's going through some shit. So yesterday he posted that he's selling everything he owns. You saw that too?
I think so.
And he's all his worldly things, he's gonna, I guess, get in a car and drive to Portland, Oregon for 6 months, and then after 6 months, he's gonna move somewhere else and seeing the world one city at a time. Which is, I guess, because I know he worked for the state, so he's gonna have probably his pension and the retirement, and I guess he could live off that. But boy, I don't know what he's going through.
Yeah. No. Actually. No. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw that same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Big chub hugs out to them. All right. And we also got to send some chub hugs out to the celebrity deaths, which we start right now, starting with Barbara Rush, who starred in the 1950s sci-fi classic It Came from Outer Space, died March 31st at 97 years old.
I didn't even hear about that. Oh, it was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. Tim McGovern, visual effects veteran and Oscar winner for his work on the 1990s movie Total Recall, died in his sleep on March 30th. He was 68.
It was the three boob thing that won it for him.
The three boob?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Total Recall?
Yeah, many times. My mom was like obsessed with the movie.
The chick with three boobs.
No, I had to like, I had
the alien chick with three boobs.
I remember now.
That's all anybody talked about.
That's funny.
And the goofy way Arnold's eyes looked in it when his eyes were bulging out.
No, I wouldn't even have thought for that. There was so many other effects, like, you know, Quasimodo and all the other stuff. All right. We've got Fritz Wepper. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. A prolific German actor, best known in the U.S. for his performance as Fritz Wendel in Cabaret, died March 28th at age 82. Paula Weinstein, producer of Analyze This and Diamond Blood, died March 25th. Blood Diamond, yeah. Analyze This and Blood Diamond, yeah. Okay.
Blood, that's all. Just that's fine. Go ahead.
Position. Ron Harper, the actor best known for his roles in the sci-fi series Planet of the Apes and Land of the Lost, died March 21st at 91.
Was he the dad in Land of the Lost?
I'm wondering. That sounds like it.
Dad, maybe? I don't know.
I thought that the dad passed away a long time ago. I know the son is, I think the son is gay and hot.
I've met him. We used to go to the same bar in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
He's a whore, by the way.
I hope so. nothing wrong with a good whore. Moving on. We've got Jennifer Leake, the actress known for her role as Lucille Ball's daughter in the 1968 film Yours, Mine, and Ours, and her work in several daytime soap operas. She died March 18th at 76. Louis Gossett Jr., the actor who was the first Black man to win the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, passed away March 29th. He was 87 years old. And then, of course, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and Gen V actor Chance Perdomo died at age 27 just yesterday. On Easter, and he was it was from a motorcycle accident, and he had just talked about how happy he was to get his motorcycle back.
Oh
yeah. 27 years old, brilliant actor, have loved his work and everything that I've seen him in, and yeah, just very sad. So, and of course Louis
Ron Harper, by the way, was Uncle Jack on Land of the Lost.
Uncle Jack on Land of... I don't remember him.
I thought we... Did we ever see any... I thought they went on a little travel and they got caught up in this different dimension. And
yeah.
Maybe were there other humans? I don't remember. So anyway, just sharing that. Lewis Scott.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because a lot of people have memories of him and amazing work that he's done. And I'm like thinking, oh yeah, he was in Matthew Starr. Probably you don't. That wasn't a TV time for you. You probably don't remember that one. So it's okay. All right. Well, in celebrity news, King Charles has one regret, according to a royal expert. When it comes to raising his son, Prince Harry and King Charles were very, very close. They got on incredibly well. I think Charles probably regrets that he wasn't strict with Harry and Prince William. Yeah. You will go with that. That was the problem, sure. Okay. Shakira feels that her son reveals that her sons felt Barbie was emasculating, and she agrees to a certain extent. My sons absolutely hated Barbie, Shakira said in a new interview, and believes in giving women the tools to feel empowered without losing our femininity. Honey, I don't know why did you even let your little kids watch Barbie? Moving on, Tom wants to talk to you about.
Well, let's see. This week on RuPaul's Drag Race, we're down to the top five, and what they did. Well, you're familiar with the show. You know, when they want you to do your drag daughter and they bring in a celebrity or somebody. Well, they brought in the male dancers from RuPaul's Drag Race. live in Las Vegas. And these are the same guys that I saw when I was there in January. So, and I recognized them because they were, first of all, they're amazing dancers.
Yeah.
Really amazing dancers because, you know, they go in and they have to back up all the performers, not just one.
Yep.
Like they all have their own backups. There's five contestants in RuPaul's Drag Race, the show. There's five contestants and they all do numbers and these guys are there for all of them. And so anyway, so they did it and it was a fun episode. We ended up losing Morphine this week, and it should have been honestly, if it was based on the episode alone, it should have been. Oh God, now I've gone blank on her name. The black girl who is fucking hilarious and fantastic all the time, but this time she was not. She had a bad day, and she should have gone home, but Morphine had been in the bottom. This was her fourth time in the bottom, but she killed it on the lip sync, but didn't matter. They're not sending home because, I mean, I keep thinking Shangela and it's not Shangela. But anyway, cause I think she's going to win the one that should have gone home this week. So, I'm glad they bit the bullet and sent home the wrong person, but for the right reasons.
Right.
But
you know, I tried to watch that on your subscription and it just would not play for me. Yeah. I was going to try to catch up and surprise you and know what the hell was going on with it.
Let's see. A little news though, but news from RuPaul's Drag Race. The next season is going to be a live season. They're doing it differently. Because like right now, RuPaul's Drag Race, the one that we're seeing right now, was filmed almost a year ago. And so that gives them time to edit and, you know, it's keep the expenses down. I get it. But what happens is you're sitting at, you know, at home for basically, 9 months going, okay, I can't announce that I'm the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
It's got to suck. So what they're doing is it's going to be a week. It's going to be, if it's a 13-week run, on week one, we'll meet the girls. And the early portion of the show will be filmed during the week. But the writing and the lip sync at the end will all be live, done live each week. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I'm not. I have an open mind, but
well, I think it's. I actually think it's a good thing.
Could be
because it's. I mean, when you're recording everything, you can take forever. You know, you can waltz around. Yeah, you know, the girls can be sitting in the back, and Rue can be having, you know, like a meal, waiting. You know, making up her mind. Not anymore. It's got to be snap, snap, snap.
Yeah.
So. And the other thing is, Ross Matthews will no longer be on the show.
Really? What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know if it was him or the fact maybe because he's doing that horrible show with Drew Barrymore. You know, he's the sidekick. So that's a daily show. So maybe he just doesn't have the time. I don't know, but they are bringing in. And to take his place will be Jinx Monsoon as a regular.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be Jinx, Michelle, and Carson.
Are they going to let Jinx be in drag?
Of course.
Huh.
I mean, if she wants to.
Well, I always wonder because there used to be a writer in RuPaul's contract. Spoiler alert from behind the scenes that, like, there could not be like any drag queens or anything within like a certain amount of space of the stage when she was performing.
Okay.
So I always just wondered, but okay.
Cool. I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I would think Jinx.
It's Jinx, you would think.
Yeah, Jinx can be more Jinxy when she's in drag. That's the
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It's like when Trixie's out of makeup, she's just like a little bald guy, but
yeah.
So it really takes away the mystique, I guess. Anyway,
right.
Moving on. Let's see. We'll talk about that later. American Idol. Last night's episode was the first one in Hollywood. Haven't watched it yet, but they've finally finished all the auditions and now they're in Hollywood. So looking forward to that. Masked Singer this week. The person that they unmasked was Billy Bush from Extra, otherwise known as the guy on the bus with Donald Trump. You know, the grab your pussy.
Oh, my gosh.
He was there. And, you know, and I still felt bad that he got the brunt. Well, he got all of it.
Yeah.
But nothing out of it. Billy Bush gets fired.
Yeah.
And Trump, you know, becomes president. It just did not make sense. But so anyway, that was that. So You Think You Can Dance. They're doing it really differently this year. Instead of going to after the auditions, they just had these people learn one thing of choreography and they came in and they cut it down to the top 10. Instead of it taking weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to get to the top 10. It's weird. It looks like they're going to, the whole thing, they're really morphing it into something different. So maybe, you know, RuPaul's doing the same thing. Maybe they're just trying to keep stuff from getting stale. You know, so let's see, Tournament Champions. That's the Guy Fieri Food Network program. We've gone from the top 8 to the top 4 last night. So, it's a really interesting group of people that made it to the top 4 this year. One of them is a returning champion and the rest are all new to the top 4. So, well, no, I think Brett got there last year. She's a lesbian cook. Well, actually, I don't know if she's lesbian. She's lesbian. Or she could be non-binary or she could be, I don't know. I don't know. But it's a good top 4. I'm looking forward to that. Are you now Top Chef on our joint ones?
I haven't watched the episodes, but I have them. So yeah, it's
anyway. There. It's just Manny is just
adorable.
You just want to grab him. He's so cute. And let's see. And I want to share this. with the listeners that I was up at the store on Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday, and this homeless man, you know, when I'm putting my groceries in the car, says, you got any money?" And I'm like, "No, I don't carry any, you know, cash or change with me. Sorry." And then he asks a couple more people, and then I'm getting into the car, and he's like in front of my car, you know. My car is parked, you know, at the parking lot where you have the tree, and then you know, in the middle of the parking lot, and so my space was right in front of the tree. Okay, so and there's a little area there with dirt, and he pulls down his pants and he takes a shit, and it sprays out of him like Two Girls in a Cup. Remember that horrible thing? That's what I mean. It was like. I don't know. I've never seen anybody fire off poo quite that way, but it was pretty funny. And I got in my car really quick because if the smell had hit me, I don't know what I would have done. So,
well, you know, next time give him a dollar, okay? Maybe he won't.
Well, no. Next time I'll get my camera out so I can get
Girl.
I know. I was just it was too quick. I wasn't expecting it. Otherwise, that would have been. Mwah. Okay, let's see. We just started Alone, season 10. That's the one where they drop these crazy people out in the middle of the wilderness with 10 items, and they have to try to survive. It's oh my god.
Is this the one that you watch like usually, or was this the one where I tried to watch that one season and I hated everybody on it?
I don't know.
Where they like they were in four different encampments and they would like go and
that was a different one.
This is
where they're all alone.
Okay.
And they, you know, they conveniently place these people, 10 different people, in an area where they're never going to run into each other either. So
I remember you watching that. Okay.
So yeah, the season just came to Hulu and we're gobbling it up like crazy. It's so exciting. What was that? What was candy? You got candy?
They're rainbow beads, and I'm gonna string them together and make you a anal bead kit.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Yeah, I was Brian and I were talking about how Divine used a in one movie. Divine used a rosary as anal beads.
Yes,
Jerry Divine. Okay, so we started watching Three Body Problem.
Yes. I will move that to our mutual
for it. Because we were only two episodes in and I still have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you won't until the start of the fourth episode. I mean, okay. You'll know what's going on, but you'll really get it at that point.
Okay. I started, it was weird. I was watching, I had just seen a movie out at the theater, and when I came home, I all of a sudden the movies that made us on Netflix caught my eye, and I'm like, for some reason I went over there because I had seen on there before, I'd seen like the making of Ghostbusters, that was really interesting, and all of a sudden I noticed that they had Aliens. They had, you know, the making of Aliens, and I thought, oh, let me watch that. And it was really interesting on how Cameron met his wife and ultimately ended up being his producer on everything. You know, she's one of the most influential women in Hollywood. And then just how they had to make the movie and how people got into the movie. And it was really interesting. Like they all worked at a lot of them worked at Roger Corman's studio first. Wow. In Los Angeles, and it's funny because they hired Bill Paxton to be in Aliens. Remember? Yeah. Oh, great, man! We're all dead. I hope let's sit around the fire and sit. Yeah. Okay. So they hired him because they knew he was really funny. And he used to make sets for them on the camera. He was a set builder, not an actor, set builder. So just little things like that. And so it was a really cool and really interesting. And like the guy who Michael Biehn played in Alien, he came in and took over for somebody who got arrested for drug possession in England.
Wow.
And because that's where they were filming. So they, because Michael Biehn had been in Terminator, James Cameron calls him up and says, get to London right now. And he was there ready to take over the role. And, you know, just interesting things like that. Well, then I saw that they had Halloween. So I thought, well, I got time. Let's what? So I watched the one with Halloween. They're almost identical stories.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, because they started off very, you know, minimal, making, you know, little movies with on no money, with, you know, basically no one in it. And then they ended up, you know, creating two huge movies very early in their careers and making them, you know, and it propelled them to everything else they did in their career was based on these two movies, sending them on the way. So, but John Carpenter met his wife and girlfriend producer through the same process. So here's both these really talented directors meet this woman while they're making films early on, cheap, low budget films. They become the producer. They become the directors. They end up being hugely famous. And that's the other thing that all the guys are talking about. Well, you know, since we were associated with Aliens, Halloween, we followed, you know, they carried us along with every movie that they made. And these guys were millionaires on their own based on the fact that they put their line on the right cart, followed the right cart. It's kind of like I always tell people, I'm actually famous in a different dimension.
Uh-huh.
You know, I am. I know that, you know, and but it's just not this one, damn it. Anyway.
I don't know. You're more infamous in this one, though.
Yeah. Let's see. Then also, speaking of Ghostbusters, I did go see Ghostbusters at the theater, the new one. Well, after all, I had been at the Firehouse last week.
Yeah.
And seen it, and they had it all set up for the movie. They had dressed it up with icicles, and because it's a freezing thing that's going on in this new one. And the new one was actually quite fun. And we do find out that daughter of Egon, who's, you know, the two children of Egon's are in this, and his wife, Egon's wife in the show, is the woman from the Gilded Age that has the weird delivery, the star, you know, she seems like she doesn't belong in the turn of the 19th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's the wife, Egon's wife. So she's in this as well. But the daughter, is, not only non-binary, but I think she's a lesbian. She kind of has an affair with a ghost.
Oh,
it's an emotional affair.
Yeah, I totally read her as a lesbian.
Yeah, but so that it's kind of cool because it was that part was really well done. I really enjoyed that. But the show itself brings back everybody from the original one, pretty much, except Sigourney Weaver. I don't believe she wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. They had Bill Murray. They had Dan Aykroyd. They had the guy who is from. Remember the guy who's. Yes, this man has no penis. He's back. Ernie Hudson's back. The guy who kept trying to close them. He's in this from the original. So it's a lot of fun. It's like a reunion and, you know, and the story's fine.
So probably not little Rick Moranis isn't
there. No, that's right. Rick Moranis was no show as well. Because he's not doing nothing.
No, he's not. He left to raise his kids and
that was it.
Period, I think.
Now, did I mention Roadhouse last week? I think I did, didn't I? Jake Gyllenhaal.
You mentioned that you watched it.
Yeah, I did. Then I'm still questioning why Conor McGregor was so stiff and boring, and you know, it's just so one note character. It was, and no one stopped him. That's the thing.
Well, and that's the thing is when I see performances like that, I tend to want to blame the actor, but there's a director behind the scene that's got to be like, okay, you got to loosen up or something.
Right. Well, you know? Now you're going to watch it, right?
I am so on the fence about it because everything I hear about it is just stinky.
Yeah, but it's a lot of pretty boys.
Sometimes that can make me watch things.
And Jake Gyllenhaal, even though they shaved him down,
And
is looking
that's
pretty good.
why did they do that? I mean,
Right, because when you're doing like hand fighting and stuff, and shirtless, it can be uncomfortable for the actor if they're the hair pulling and stuff,
I think
dragging.
he should just get used to it because he's got beautiful little hair
I
and
know, so
just lovely.
so yeah, but
Yeah.
that's about it for me, I think. Yeah, because my big thing was the shitting and the ribeye steaks, my butchering. So
Well, one is better than the other.
yeah.
All right. Well, mutual shows. The Bachelor season 28. So I still have the notes from last week here. I have not watched the final. Thanks to US Weekly and about 20 different fans, I had all that spoiled, so I already knew it before I even got a chance to click over the episode, so I haven't finished watching it yet. But yeah, so I already know that Haley, Kaylee, Kylie,
Yeah,
Bailey,
what's her
whatever
name?
her name is,
Kelsey?
but Kelsey. And I was just like, of course, it's the one boring white woman who.
Who I don't remember ever being on the show. I never, rem I mean, I know he was dating her the last few weeks, but I'd like that when they went to the family, I don't even remember which family was hers. I mean, she just was so,
Boring one.
she's just so nondescript. I just, nothing
Yes.
about her that was memorable.
Exactly. I mean, you had and I want to watch it because I want to see how but even the girl with the implant, she was all like, "Oh, I knew he'd never choose me." And I'm like, "Oh, that's sad because she was like my main,
Yeah.
I was like, she'd be a good one." But and then of course Maria and I don't know, it's all, but now I can't remember who's the new bachelor at.
I don't know. I don't know who she is. Mia, my May.
Oh no, she was the Asian
I know she, but
girl
what is
who she was toward the end. They didn't really start playing her up until the last couple episodes, and then it was always like, oh, she got her. I actually like her. I think she'll be interesting. I mean,
Should have been Maria.
as
That's
much
why.
interesting as the Bachelorette ever is, but at least they're not gonna, as long as they don't bring back those two where they shared the season.
Oh,
Oh
God.
my gosh. But I actually think this one will make a good Bachelorette. Cherry was a good Bachelorette.
Until she wasn't.
Well, it wasn't her fault.
Oh, she picked the wrong guy.
I don't know. Oh, that reminds me. I saw this. I was looking up the celebrity news stories today, and I saw that they were talking about how the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette, or Bachelor and his girl, they still haven't moved in together. They're still not. I think they just like, hey, let's do it for the money and move on.
Well, no, it also could, a lot of people, they get to that age. Jane Fonda, she said she's never going to marry again and she doesn't want to live with anybody.
Yeah. I don't
Which,
blame her.
and if she needs a date, she can get a date.
Right.
An escort, that's easy. She's got
Well,
friends.
she's got money.
I'll take her.
She can get a good one. Yeah.
No.
All right. So The Bachelorette, I haven't finished the last episode yet. Blah. Halo season 2, did you finish that up?
I did.
And what did you think?
Don't know.
You'll see, that's the thing. Okay, I was like really into the action and everything, and then suddenly it goes like it's just zombie shit. Zombie shit with an esoteric ending. Oh, I'm just like,
Now,
why?
is it over? Is it coming back?
Yeah, well,
Or I
yeah,
can't.
they're supposed to already have a season 3 figured
Well,
out, so
I won't be watching.
yeah, I You know, they had some really good episodes. They had some really good story parts in this, and then they had a couple boring episodes, and then they ended it with, oh, we don't know what the hell else to do, so let's just do zombie shit and destroy it. Like, whatever. Whatever. They lost me on that part, so I will watch a season three, but they better figure out this last shit real quick and move on with the frickin' storyline. All right, so I have the episodes to watch Top Chef. I can't get into, I don't have Peacock anymore, apparently, so oh well. And then Spring Baking Show. So I may be one episode behind, but I caught up on the rest of it, and I'm really enjoying it. I think there's some really fun contestants.
Yeah, I do like the people. And they finally got rid of the one that should have been gone for a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, there were a couple of them that I was just like, why are you dragging this person along? You know they gotta go.
Well, because they are getting rid of the terrible people. It's just they can only do it 1 week.
Yeah, but they have a couple really good, strong bakers on here, and I love Jesse as a host. I think he's a natural.
I agree. I was just talking about that yesterday. That Jesse is just he does this because we watch a lot of these baking shows. I think he's the best host.
Yeah, I agree.
No question.
He's disarming. He's fun. He's you like him.
And he's pretty to look at.
Right. Well, yeah, there's that too. Okay, so I'm looking forward to watching the rest of this season, whereas last season, I had a real rough time getting through it. So, anyway, and then, what one?
Christmas?
Well, actually, yeah, it took me a while to get to the holiday one, but last spring baking season, I just, for some reason, I don't know whether it was the contestants or what, but I just was not.
Well, I don't like the one with what's his name, with Skunk Boy.
Oh, yeah.
John Henson. It's just way too much.
I think.
Cleverness that's not that clever.
Right. Oh yeah.
The circus and his family. It was like, I don't care.
Oh maybe. Yeah, the whole carnival shit and all that. Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a baking show. It should be simple and fun.
Yeah.
So, all right. And then Three Body Problem. You've watched the first two episodes. Like I said, you're not really going to get like the meat, because I finished watching a third episode and then turned it off and said, you know what? If they don't fucking pull this shit together, I'm done. And fourth episode, they finally got together. I will tell you, there is some, when you're watching these episodes, there's some gross shit that ends up kind of happening down the road.
Is it worse than watching a homeless man shit in front of my car?
Yeah, but thanks for bringing that up again. So yeah, it is a good show. I do kind of wish they had done a little bit more, but it doesn't matter because you'll like, I'm pretty sure you'll like it, but we'll
okay. See
what you go on. Okay. Right. So yesterday was Transgender Day of Awareness. So just throwing that out there. We definitely, especially at Chubbs, we support our trans family. So we're glad you're there. And, yeah. Also, yesterday was Easter, so on Saturday night, while I was putting together my mom's Easter basket for her, I have this fond memory of when I was a little kid, and I was sitting at the old Duncan Fife table, and then there was a little TV at the end of this thing, and while I was coloring Easter eggs, I was watching the Easter Bunny is coming to town. And I remember that as being so fun. And the little tank engine, I knew I could, and all that. And I did. So it was really fun. And I rewatched it this weekend, and wow, what a piece of stinky poo that thing was. I'm glad it's different when you're a kid and you're watching it just going, oh, animation and Easter Bunny. But man, when I watched it on Saturday, they were throwing in, like, they're talking about, you know, chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs and jelly beans and how the Easter Bunny came to be. And then they're throwing in biblical references and shit.
Yeah. The right one to watch is Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
Now, I almost watched that one because that's the one I usually watch. You pointed that out a couple of years ago, and so I usually watch that. But I thought, well, no, this is the one I watched as a kid, so I want to watch it again. Boy, and I'm telling you, there are things that they were doing in there, like Gadzooks, who was talking like he either had a speech impediment or was on the spectrum or something. And I was like, they just couldn't get away with this show to these days. This is just awful. So I guess I'm done with that show. Also, my friend Heather came over last night and we watched a couple more episodes of Logan's Run, the TV show. One of them had Kim Cattrall in it in one of her very first roles. So it was very interesting. I didn't even recognize her. But this show has some inconsistencies because they had a Holocaust that happened 200 years before, and then Logan's Run, basically, they escape from, you know, you turn 30, they kill you, so they ran away, and they meet all these different civilizations and stuff that make absolutely no fucking sense. Their whole sci-fi stuff would not fly today because, yeah, it was just ridiculous. Anyway, but it's still a fun show, and Gregory Harrison is beautiful to look at. So, watch episodes 5 and 6 of Physical 100. Are you watching this?
Nope.
You're missing beautiful, beautiful
people. I was so bored with the first season.
Well,
so
that's
bored.
Why you watch it on 1.5 speed. It's more fun that way. Anyway, I'm watching it. It is fun. They had better challenges in the first season.
Actually. Oh, God, that's better?
Yeah, believe it or not, some of the challenges in this season are like, oh, they've really ramped it up. And I'm like, yeah, not really. But yeah, it's still a fun show, especially at 1.5 speed. And you see a lot of really pretty people, and that is the only reason to watch the show. Avatar, The Last Airbender, I finished the series. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. I actually understood what the fuck was going on, and I'm looking forward to a season 2. So yay. And then I managed to stumble across somehow, some way, a way to watch Godzilla Minus One. Did you see this while it was in the theater?
No.
Okay. So this is
not available anywhere in streaming.
You're right. It isn't. And there was one hypothesis that it had something to do with the new movie, the new Godzilla one that just came out. That's like another Godzilla versus Kong one. I don't know why. I don't care. Godzilla Minus One is a really, really good movie. Like, I had to sit and read the whole damn thing because it was all in. I don't care. It was good. They did a great job with this.
It won the Oscar.
It deserved it. I mean, and it really deserved it. So when it finally comes out, hopefully they'll have an English overdub for those that want to watch it who don't want to read it. You want to see this film. You want to see this film. It was that good. So, yeah. Tracker, I caught up on some Tracker. It is getting better. It feels like all of a sudden, like on episode 4, they like switched the writers or something. But Yeah. So I'm just gonna keep watching it, but other than having a it's still just what it is. And the only thing that I have was you heard that they canceled Ant-Man 4.
Canceled it.
Yeah, there was an Ant-Man 4 supposed to go into production and they canceled it because they're like, well, two was okay, but three didn't do very well. And you know why it didn't do very well? Because it was pooey. I'm sorry. I love Paul Rudd. I love the Ant-Man thing, but three, I was falling asleep through it. I didn't understand half the shit that was going on toward the end. It was just a bunch of blah 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 blah. The CGI characters were boring. Move on. So, all right. Well, this time we now have another Am I the Asshole? I have a friend for over 25 years who I love very much and is generally a very thoughtful person, friend. However, he has a habit that drives me up the wall. I occasionally send him small random gifts from different stores for him and even sometimes his pets. I send him postcards when I travel, and greeting cards for occasions throughout the year, birthdays, special anniversaries, and sometimes just to say hi. He doesn't send me things, which is fine. I am just me, and I don't do it for the need. I don't do it for or need reciprocation. But it would be nice if he could at least say, acknowledge that he got what I sent or say thank you for the card, gift, etc. He says thank you when we exchange gifts in person, but otherwise he just ignores it. And sometimes the resentment builds up until I finally ask, did you get such and such I sent weeks ago? Or, oh yeah, I guess that's ago. And he'll reply, oh, I thought I mentioned I did. No, you didn't. Another friend told me to just stop sending things, but then I know that will lead him to confronting me about why I am pulling back from him. Am I the asshole for just wanting an acknowledgement or a simple thank you? Yeah? Okay. Is there exposition to that? Would you
No,
like to expand three it?
it's just okay. I'm not looking for reciprocation. I'm not looking for he doesn't have, but it would be nice if he at least acknowledged getting these things. But I don't need that, but I'd need that. It's like this is way too bullshitty, bullshitty. Stop sending him stuff then. You know what? If because you want what you want is to be, it's like when people send you shit on all the time on like, oh, here's this. I want you to see this. I want you to see that. After a while, you're just like glazed over. And I don't know. I think it's just then you need to say to him, you need to thank me when I give you gifts. Say it, and if and then because if it's eating you up this badly, I think they're the asshole. I do. I mean,
Okay. Your
yeah,
opinion.
right.
I don't think a thank you is that hard. And I learned that lesson the hard way myself. So I'll say that's my opinion. I don't know about asshole, but yeah. So anyway, all right. Good discussion.
Okay.
Hey, Chubbs. Timothy writes in and says, do you have a daily beauty routine? I
Well,
don't.
mine is make sure my hair looks good before I go to the gym.
That's good. Beauty routine, not so much. I do have some witch hazel that I put, that I rub on, and I have my mouthwash, and I have my what else? I don't really have any hair products. So yeah, it's mainly the witch hazel, and then when I shower, I have a face oil scrub and a yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wash my
I'm pretty
face.
easy breezy myself.
Yeah.
Now, I would get that stuff that's supposed to be a really good skin tightener, but I think most of all that is a scam. So unless
Well,
I ever hear of somebody that I know that says this is really, then fuck it. No, I'm not
if you look
spending.
at half that stuff, if you look at it, half that stuff has witch hazel in
Yeah, exactly.
it.
So
It's kind of like Preparation H,
that's basically,
witch hazel.
yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you're supposed to put it like under your eyes when you have the bags from your sleep, and that's, I mean, witch hazel, and you use it to take off your makeup too. So I just,
It's good for if you have the wipes, you know,
yeah,
the
but you're not supposed to flush those.
yeah, you can't. It says it right on the thing. Anyway, but you could put witch hazel in there, and that will help if you have any hemorrhoid problems.
Lovely.
Yeah, because I was looking at the ones from Preparation H, and it basically just says, you know, ingredients, witch hazel.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Timothy, for that question. And hey, Chubbs, Timothy writes in again and says, is it easy to accept help when you need it?
Sure.
I have always kind of had to, so, because I needed a lot of help. But I have learned how to accept help. It was not always easy. So, and in America, they tell you that if you have to accept help, then you're weak. So that was something to
That's what they say
overcome.
on TV. That's not, yeah. Getting help is a good thing.
It can be. Mr. Moose wrote in and said, guess what's in my lunchbox? Well, starting out, got a garlic roast beef sandwich from Subway. Pretty good.
That's the second one.
That's the second one, yeah, because the first one's going to take a little bit longer there. But yeah, that looks nice. I'm not really a Subway person, but I would eat that.
Well, I don't like the what is that, olives?
Olive.
Ugh. Otherwise, the sandwich looks great.
Huh. I don't mind olives, but I wouldn't just go out of my way to order them.
Now, see, olives are a lot to me like pickles. It's like I don't
Like
mind them.
pickles are to Ramble Redhead.
I don't want them in. It's like, and Sean does this too. Put 18 different things into one thing. You know, it's like
Yeah.
that's because I like a turkey sandwich with mayo and maybe tomato and lettuce, and
Okay.
that's and sometimes just turkey and mayo on the bun, and that's
Yeah.
really fine too. And you know, BLTs. I just want my BLT and maybe avocado, you
Some,
know.
yeah, avocado is not bad.
But you know, I mean, Sean had a salad the other night, and there were 14 different items in the salad.
Yeah, it's a little over.
It's just it, to me. And then you throw an olive or a pickle in there, and they, you know, the pickling, you know, and then the olive is. It's just, yeah. It's
Yeah, this.
adding. It's like, why do you have to add something bad into the thing? It's like, if you know, when you're having a great bite of a burger, a cheeseburger, and it's just great, and then all of a sudden you get that pickle taste, blah, and their whole mouth just is caught up with all that acid. It's terrible.
Oh, I have. We have a friend who like makes like deviled eggs and adds like mustard and pickle juice and then puts olives in the top of it
Oh
and
my God, just ruin
and I'm like I was raised with mayo, salt, maybe a little paprika. That's it. Anyway, all right, well, Mr. Moose wrote in with a beautiful photo of some tuna salad. and said, last week I took a picture of grilled chicken that I ate for a lot of meals and snacks. This week I'm changing it up, made a low-calorie version of tuna salad. 24 ounces of water, packed tuna, drained. 3 ribs, celery, chopped. Half a cup of dill pickle, chopped. Half of a small onion, chopped. 1/4 cup of parsley, chopped. And we've got 2 level teaspoons of olive oil mayonnaise. 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, stir together and eat. Lots of protein, a little fiber, a little fat, and actually tastes good. Yeah, I would try most of that, except the dill pickle, not really. That wouldn't be my thing. I like sweet relish.
Yeah, pickle is okay in tuna salad for some reason.
Interesting. You know, that other friend that I was telling you about, he likes to chop up dill pickle and put it in everything. And then what was the other thing? Oh, he puts lemon in pretty much everything and chunks of fruit. And 2 things that, like, I don't like a lot of lemon in just everything. And I don't like chunks of fruit in food. It's just weird.
Yeah, Brian doesn't like fruit in food either.
That's interesting. He's bitter, but anyway, all right.
And you're not.
No, I am sweet and lovable.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, Mr. Moose, for sending that in. If you want to send us what's in your lunchbox, just send it to us at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Golden Rule Services want to remind you about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is medication proven to be 99% effective when preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And
did you see last week's Saturday Night Live?
No.
They had Bowen Yang was he was straight. It was and so the girl who was the host, she's like all attracted to him because she really likes Asian guys who come off being queer. And so she's like coming on to him, and finally he takes her into the room and he pulls off his shirt and she goes, we don't have any condoms. He goes, oh, that's okay, I'm on PrEP.
Oh, wow.
It was so funny. So funny. And that was about the only thing that was funny on the whole show. But
they didn't have Katie Porter or whatever. Not Katie Porter, whatever her name is. The Republican green shirt chick to make fun of. So, all right. Find Dom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at
408-69-CHUBS.
Yay! All right.
By the way, Katie Porter is the Democrat from San Diego that you like. Or no, Orange
Katie
County.
Porter, yeah. That's why it's like, it's not Katie Porter, but I can't remember her last name. Okay. But yeah, and poor Katie Porter, she didn't win. Adam Schiff won. But well, I think he's great too, but
problem was, it wasn't her and him. It should have been her and him, not the baseball player that's up for, the Republicans put out, Steve Garvey.
What the hell is that?
Anyway. Those are the 2 that we'll see in November.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for this special episode, Tom's final episode.
Don't make it. I can make that come true. I can make it happen.
Well, so rude. All right. We'll talk to you next time. We love you. Bye. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.